Bible reading number 347, Hebrews 11 verses 1 through 40. By faith. Faith is the title deed to the things we hope for. Faith is being sure of things we cannot see. The elders had this kind of faith long ago. It pleased God. By faith, we understand that the universe was put together by God's word. What we see was made from what we cannot see. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice to God than Cain did. Abel was a good man through faith. God was pleased with Abel's gifts. Abel is dead, but through faith he still speaks to us. By faith, Enoch was taken up to God. Enoch did not die. No one could find Enoch because God had taken him to heaven. Genesis 5, verse 24. Before Enoch was taken up, it was said that he pleased God. If someone doesn't believe in God, he cannot please God, because the person who comes to God must believe that he lives. The person must also believe that God will give rewards to the people who are searching for him. By faith, when God warned Noah about some future things which could not be seen yet, Noah built a barge to save his family. He respected God. Noah showed through his faith that the world was wrong. He received the kind of righteousness that comes from faith. By faith, when God called Abraham to go away to a place that he would later receive as an inheritance, Abraham obeyed. He left, not knowing where he was going. By faith, Abraham lived as a foreigner in the promised land. He lived in tents. Isaac and Jacob did too. They were to receive the same promise from God. Abraham was waiting for a city with foundation that God would design and build. By faith, Abraham was able to become a father. He really was too old. Sarah couldn't have children, but Abraham believed in God, who promised that Abraham would have descendants. Although Abraham was almost dead, many descendants came from this one man in his old age. Like the number of stars in the sky and the uncountable grains of sand on the ocean beaches. All of these people died having faith. They had not yet received the things which God had promised. They saw that those things were far in the future, but they welcomed them. They admitted that they were strangers on earth. It was not their home. When people say that sort of thing, it shows that they are looking for a home country. They had come from another country. They were not trying to remember what it was like. They could have gone back there, but they were yearning for a better country, a heavenly one. So God prepared a city for them. He is not ashamed to be called their God. By faith, when God tested Abraham, Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice. Abraham had received promises from God that he would have many descendants, but Abraham still offered his only son. Abraham was told this, "Your descendants will come through Isaac." Genesis 21, verse 12. Abraham thought that God was able to raise up Isaac from death. In a way, he did get Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac talked about sure things when he blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith, when Jacob was dying, he blessed both of Joseph's sons. Jacob worshipped God, leaning on the top of his walking cane. By faith, when Joseph was near death, he reminded them that the sons of Israel would leave Egypt, and he gave special orders about burying his bones in the land of Canaan. By faith, after Moses was born, his parents hid him for 3 months. They were not afraid to disobey the king's order. They saw that he was no ordinary baby. By faith, when Moses had grown up, he said no to being called Pharaoh's daughter's son. God's people were being mistreated. Moses chose to be mistreated also, instead of having fun for a while doing sinful things. Suffering shame for the Messiah was more important to Moses than the rich treasures of Egypt. He was looking ahead to the reward. By faith, Moses left Egypt behind. He was not afraid of making the king angry. Moses kept going toward the unseen one, as though he could see him. By faith, Moses ate the Passover meal. He caused them to put blood over their doors. Then the destroyer would pass over their houses and not kill their oldest sons. By faith the people went through the Red Sea, as if it were dry ground. When the Egyptian soldiers tried to do it, they were drowned. By faith the walls of the city of Jericho fell down, after it had been surrounded for 7 days. By faith Rahab the prostitute gladly welcomed the spies. She was not killed along with the people who did not obey. What more can I say? Time does not allow me to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. By faith they defeated kingdoms. They did what was right. They received promises from God. They shut the mouths of lions. They put out a great fire. They escaped from people who were trying to kill them with swords. Their weakness became strength. They became powerful in war. They completely defeated foreign armies. Some women received their sons back from death. Other people were told to turn against God, but they refused. So they were not set free. Instead, they were tortured to death. They chose to have something better when they rise from death. Some people were beaten and laughed at. Others were tied up and thrown in jail. Some people were stoned to death. Others were sawed in two. Some were murdered with swords. Others went around in sheepskins and goatskins. They really needed help. They suffered. They were mistreated. They wandered around in deserts, on mountains, in caves, and in holes in the ground. The world was not worthy of having these people. Through faith, all of these people have gained respect. However, they did not receive God's promise. They would not be made perfect without us. God had planned something better for us.